Well, experts say the future of video games is mobile, and with that comes increased access to you through notifications and other nudges on your smartphone in the hopes that you'll play more and buy more upgrades. More now from our own Gordon Deal.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal technology reporter Sarah Needleman. She's written a piece entitled Mobile Games Most Valuable Tool, Access to You. Boy, some of these numbers in this story are just eye-popping. Explain what you looked at. Give us the basic setup here, Sarah.
Sure. Well, we looked at the frequency in which people play mobile games and the amount of time they're spending on a daily basis. And some games, like you said, it is pretty mind-boggling. Electronic Arts' game Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, according to the company, people spend an average of 162 minutes a day playing that one. The average, based on survey data, is more like 45 minutes a day playing mobile games, but that's still a pretty large amount of time, and it's definitely gone up over the years.
That's almost 3 hours a day, that Star Wars game. On their phones, these people are doing this?
Phones or tablets, yes. It's a mobile game. It's meant for playing on a smartphone or a tablet, and it's meant to be played in short bursts. So these aren't necessarily people playing for 162 minutes straight.
Yeah.
They may be opening the app, playing for 5 or 10 minutes here, closing it, then opening it up again later throughout the day whenever they have idle moments.
Wow. And as you mentioned, these notifications that come across from these apps on your phones are really catchy.
Right. They're really helping to drive up those numbers that we just talked about, because throughout the day, you may get notifications on your phone saying, hey, your army is being raided, or open the app right now and get free gold coins, or you haven't been playing in the past couple of days, here's what you're missing. They're all different sorts of messages designed to drive you to open up the app. And even if you don't get the message, but you're aware that, you know, some games have a rule, you open the app every day for a certain amount of days in a row, and you get some sort of a prize. So the notifications are just icing on top of the cake.
Wow. What about spending within these apps?
Well, the more time you play a game, the more likely you are to spend money, because you're just so engaged in the game. You're really enjoying it. And you may find that if you spend a few dollars, you could advance to a certain level more quickly than you could otherwise. Or maybe you're just really having so much fun that you want to decorate your character. You want to give a special outfit or a special weapon that costs money. So just the more time spent, the more you are likely to spend. And so that's really what's motivating the companies to drive up engagement and to remind you to play.
Wow. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal tech reporter Sarah Needleman. She writes a lot about gaming, and she's written a piece entitled Mobile Games Most Valuable Tool, Access to You. That 162 minutes, I'm still having a hard time getting past that for Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes. You said there's a lot of these folks are really enjoying it, but that much time, almost 3 hours, strikes me as addiction, no?
Well, like I said, it's in piecemeal. It's not all at once. It's little blips throughout the day. And this is a particularly immersive game. I mean, we're talking about games that have console-quality graphics and features. It's not just these little casual games that you play on your phone. Some of the ones that we're talking about, and Star Wars in particular, they're really immersive, and there's a lot of things to do in them. And there's a lot of social features, too. You're forming teams, and you're playing with other players, and you don't want to let them down.
That's Wall Street Journal video game writer Sarah Needleman with our own vacationing Gordon Deal.
Thanks for listening, and we'd love to hear from you. Leave a review and comment for us. For more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.